Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir.
If you've got pets, he's got answers.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Steve can help. We're positive.
Oh, God, this thing is going downhill fast.
You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
So last night, it was so much fun, and thank you for coming out. Way up for me, anyway, in Crystal Lake. You know, what sometimes happens is that in our community, the Chicago animal shelters are the ones that sort of there's the focus on with especially people like me in the media, so I'm guilty of it too, and not necessarily all the good work that's done in the suburbs, particularly the suburbs that are further away. And I had the honor to talk at the Assisi Animal Foundation, their big fundraiser, where they honored veterans, which was Veterans Day. And, you know, there were some emotional moments there because there were so many veterans in the crowd. And they're the real heroes, of course. And we talked about the importance of service dogs and how with veterans right now in America, 22, that's the number, die every day due to suicides. Around 125 people in America die daily. They take their own lives because of suicides. That's about 25% of that 125 or so are veterans. 7% of the population are veterans. So it clearly is overrepresented, and it's tragic. And with service dogs, the percent is in fact lower than the general population, but about the same, which is still too high. Mm-hmm. But it was just wonderful to be up there. But I mostly spoke about what we're going to talk about right now, and that's fear-free. I did a little PowerPoint presentation. Dr. Marty Becker, who's in the studio, would have been very proud. Dr. Michelle Forbes from Ann Arbor.
Yes.
I apologize for that. She's in the studio as well. Dr. Becker, it's been a long time since I've had Marty Becker, America's veterinarian, on America's radio station, in fact. So welcome.
You know, you and I are such good friends, pardon me, for so many years, and it's fun to be in your town, in your space.
No.
Michigan Avenue. No, it is. It's like last time I was here, we were up top, and now we're
you
down
remember.
On the street.
Yeah, we're out on the street. That's about right. It is 21 minutes before 7 o'clock now on WGN. I said these two words, fear-free. You began this all, I remember, some number of years ago now. You sat down with me. It was at a veterinary conference. I don't remember which conference, but I could picture where we sat down. You had coffee. I did not, because as pointed out this morning, the caffeine is dangerous for me. And you said, I've got this idea. Tell me about it.
You know, we looked the other day. We actually got the trademark in 2010. So it was a way to set a marker and go look back, because you know, it's like a jet airliner. You're moving so fast forward, you don't have a rearview mirror to look back and see what's behind you. But it started out, you know, I, like most people that work with animals, love animals. I've had compassion for animals. But what was explained in this seminar to somebody that you and I both know very well, Karen mm-hmm. Overall, a board of veterinary behaviorists.
Brilliant, brilliant lady.
Was talking about fear was the worst thing a social species could experience, and it caused permanent damage to the brain. And that what we were doing or not doing in veterinary medicine was causing repeat severe psychological damage to pets. She talked about the development of maladaptive fear. And there was a few aha moments in her talk. One thing, you know, they're having the funeral services down for the church shooting.
Yeah.
And they, I see these things now, they teach you to run, hide, fight. And my wife and I were talking, you know, most people collapse and just sit there or sitting duck, basically. Well, she drew a parallel. I always thought dogs that came into the veterinary hospital and laid down and act like they're going to sleep, I thought, boy, they're nice and calm. No, they're in collapsing immobility.
Learned helplessness.
Yeah, yeah. So it's just like the people that are under attack. It's the person in Syria that doesn't run when they're going to be beheaded. So what I thought was good was actually horrible. She drew a parallel to the human healthcare system of the 50s and 60s. I can still remember her words. I thought, that's brilliant, healthcare. She said the dependent beings in human healthcare, those of us who are born in the 50s and 60s, we are manhandled, manipulated, threatened, and abused. She asked us to remember a traumatic incident, and they come flooding back out of my amygdala.
Yeah.
I remember being held down at a doctor's office to get an injection. I remember my sister getting her ponytail jerked to keep her mouth open at the dentist. It wasn't like we went to some crazy people. That's just the way it was at the time. You know, sit down, shut up, take it. So my sister, who ended up becoming went to Yale and then became an Ivy League educated physician, didn't seek dental services her whole life because of trauma. So that's what happened to pets. Is before we used to have a monopoly on product, services, and information. People took them in there no matter what. They drug them in. And after a while, you know what? I don't have to put them to subject them to that. I can just take them to the pet store. Or I can just go online. I don't have to take them in. So we saw the model flawed where people increasingly didn't seek veterinary services and found other people that became the de facto pet health expert. So that was it. I'm not gifted. When I tell people about Fear Free, I'm evangelical about it. I'm a popularizer. I bring everything I can from a network. But you and I know we have 73 boarded veterinary behaviorists in the world, and 50 of them are part. That's the bedrock of Fear Free. That's the solid bedrock. It's built upon boarded veterinary behaviorists.
A couple things. First, Dr. Forbes, Dr. Becker isn't in the room right now, but let's just talk me and you.
Okay.
He is kind of gifted. He's an amazing communicator, and no one else could have done, because you're changing, transformational is probably the right word. I mean, you're changing. How many veterinarians and technicians are on board with this now?
We're going to end up this year, 21 months after launch, with 25,000 plus.
I recently was talking to somebody, and I told them that Fear Free, the Fear Free movement, is the most revolutionary thing that has happened to veterinary medicine. It truly is, because it takes it to another level. You know, we've been progressing. We have new medications. We have better pain medications. We have better monitors, and we have CT scans and MRI. You talk to veterinarians who were practicing 30 years ago, those were not normal things to use. But behavior has not progressed at all. And now we have this platform, and you are right. Dr. Becker was put on this earth to make this happen. And it has been a phenomenal experience for myself and our staff. It is amazing how it grows, too. So myself and two of our technicians became Fear Free certified.
I'm going to stop you there only to make a point. I mean, you don't just look about Dr. Becker and say, now give me the magic touch. I am certified. You have to go through these modules and be educated.
Yes.
It's not just automatic before you are certified, and you learn stuff along the way.
It is not automatic, but it is unbelievably easy to fit into your life. So that's the key, too, is that it's accessible. So we became Fear Free certified to sort of try it out. We have a staff of about 18 total, or 20 total now.
In Ann Arbor. Surrey.
So we started, and you know, we started implementing a few of the things, and we had this philosophy anyway, but it gave us language, fear, anxiety, stress, considerate approach. It gave us ways to talk about this and a platform to use with clients. But what I have found is that as we've been using and implementing it for the animals, we do it to each other. And now that our entire staff is Fear Free certified, we are having conversations with clients who are then going out and talking to their friends at the dog park or the groomer or the pet store. And it spreads like wildfire, and people love it. And the animals, at the end of the day, you see the absolute difference in the animals, the patients who come through the door. I was just telling Dr. Becker, we have a client who sent us a testimonial that we just received, and she has a dog who's so reactive that previous vet visits were lunging, barking, terrified, absolute most reactivity you could witness. And we just had a vet visit with her, her wellness exam, and the technician is hand feeding her string cheese 2 inches from her nose, and she is engaged, she's happy, relaxed, and it was fabulous.
So are you able to do a better exam? Never mind the welfare of the animal, and we should never say never mind the animal welfare. But that issue aside, which is considerable, are you able to do your job better?
Of course.
If the cat is content
or
the dog is happy.
How can I listen to a heart rate on a cat who's absolutely freaked out beyond belief, is wrapped up into a ball, we've got a towel and Elizabethan collar, and we're holding it down, and I'm trying to squeeze my stethoscope in there to try and listen to a heart rate, which is, you know, over 200. I can't hear a heart murmur. Those are basic parts of a physical exam that I'm going to miss if that animal is too stressed out. It just doesn't happen.
But I would argue that Fear Free, actually, the concept we're talking about begins in homes.
Yes.
Interestingly enough, some of the text, you're ahead of me, friends, 312 981-7200. You can call us. You could text us. I'm getting those texts. 312-981-7200. That's where it really begins. That's what it's all about, is what's called Fear-Free Happy Homes. We'll be back to talk about that right here on WGN. Here's a Fresh Wave customer story from Bobby, who says, OMG, I've never used anything so wonderful smelling and odor removing in my whole life. I have two stinky dachshunds. Their beds smell horrible. They sit on the couch next to me all the time, and they make the couch smell horrible. But I saw Fresh Wave and had a little doggy paw print on the label, so I decided to give it a try. I was amazed at how well it worked. Their bedding, my couch, the whole house! The whole world, everything smelled better, except Dr. Becker, but that's a completely different story. You have any Fresh Wave on you?
I'm going to put some somewhere in a minute.
Yeah, I'll tell you where to put it. Like a stinky dog, that's Dr. Becker. It's plant oils, water, people, no harsh chemicals, no masking fragrances, just safety, naturally, effectively removing odors. Don't use anything else, especially around your friends and loved ones this holiday season. You'll find Fresh Wave at Ace Hardware, Bed Bath & Beyond, Target, Whole Foods, and Dr. Becker's home address. Head to freshwaveworks.com and click on the store locator to find your nearest Fresh Wave retailer. As usual, my listeners are smarter than I am. 312-981-7200 is the text and phone number, and some of the texts come in, and I'm going to condense them and to say, okay, what does this mean for me? One person said, I will have less stress. I'll read it exactly. I will have less stress and anxiety if my veterinary care costs less. So what does it mean to pet owners?
You know, I want to go back one second about heart rate, what she talked about. Probably the world's best-known veterinarian is Dr. Steve Ettinger.
Oh, yeah.
Just to give you an idea of what happens, and because this goes back to home.
Yep.
He has two facilities he works at in L.A., and one facility is a traditional veterinary hospital. Just think, anybody's listening, this is your hospital. Next to it is a rehab facility. If a pet comes into the traditional veterinary hospital, its resting heart rate's 140 to 150, a dog. If it comes into rehab, it's 90 to 100. Mm-hmm. And Voice, which is an activity tracker that had several hundred thousand members, the resting heart rate at home is 55 to 65.
Mm-hmm.
So 55 to 65 to 90 to 150, you know, double what it should be based on fear, anxiety, and stress.
So here's what I suggest, and you've heard me speak, so you know probably what I'm about to say. I really do believe, and most of those veterinary behaviorists you mentioned, the ones I know anyway that I've talked to about this, they absolutely unanimously agree with what I'm about to say, that most cats and many dogs, it's not fear, anxiety, and stress. They actually think they're going to die. It's that bad. Now, can you imagine someone who does what both of you do for all the right reasons? Mm-hmm. You want to help animals. I've met thousands of veterinarians. And technicians. And hooray for the technicians.
Yes.
I've not met one, not a single one, that went into this industry because they want to hurt pets. They want to help. But if the animal thinks it's going to die, I mean, imagine you going to the doctor and actually thinking you're going to die right there. You're not worried about a diagnosis, but you think you're going to die right there. I mean, it's inconceivable.
Well, Dr. Harrell, who's the grandfather of veterinary cardiology at The Ohio State University, he calls it the sympathetic storm. He thinks actually, because of the fear, anxiety, and stress, pets actually not only have fear, anxiety, and stress, a lower quality of life, a lower quantity of life. Mm-hmm. It's his belief that there's a certain number of heartbeats in a pet's life, and because of that stress, they're not living as long. That there's another shocking thing. But what we've kind of created something else called, so you got fearfreepets.com, and that's the online training platform for veterinarians, which 25,000 in 21 months is significant. There's only 60,000 companion animal veterinarians.
It's remarkable. It's amazing. And I want to set you up for that in just one. If you have a cat, you'll follow what I'm about to say. The carrier comes out, and the cat is probably in a different county when the carrier comes out, right? For a dog, things are fine at first, very often. Dog jumps in the car. It's like, where are we going now? Maybe the dog park. Maybe just the pet store. Instead, you end up at the veterinary clinic. Dog jumps out of the car. You're at the parking lot at the clinic, unless you're in Chicago, because there is no parking lot in Chicago. But realizes when the dog gets close to the door where that dog is, puts on the brakes. You have to drag the dog in. You've shown videos of this. I've shown videos of this. These animals aren't happy, and that's why I say, and you're about to go there, this actually begins at home.
Yeah, and you know what? To see the pictures of your dogs dragging you, literally, exactly. One of the things you show is your dog's dragging you into your veterinary hospital. So that's the opposite. So
we had an owner recently tell us that Fear-Free was dangerous for her because her dog's going to pull her shoulder out because it's so hard to control him because he's so excited to come in.
We call it putting the treat into treatment, but you can't deliver a wildcat or a crazed dog and we take a stick of pepperoni and go, you know, be still, my friend. I mean, it does start at home. And you start your wellness visits a week out. You start this magic carpet ride of pheromones. You put.
I want to explain what that is because people may not know. So we're talking specifically about products named Adaptyl for dogs and Feel-Away for cats. These are copies of pheromones that help to take the edge off.
Yeah, it's done. It's a synthetic version, but it's done in something that works with their brainstem instantaneously, and it works throughout their life. Then you have them bring the pets in hungry, so they respond better to really tasty food rewards. They preheat or pre-cool the car, so like it's been pretty chilly in Chicago. You don't go from 72 to 30 to back to 72 at the vet hospital. You go 72, 72, 72 year-round. You may very well come into the veterinary hospital if you're in the suburbs or where I practice. You go in and check in, and you go back out and wait in your vehicle. You don't wait in that stew pot of stress called the reception waiting area. Your pet is automatically not put on the scale if it's fearful of it. They're not automatically put up on the exam room table. We may do it on a yoga mat in somebody's lap in the bottom half of the carrier. You mentioned this earlier, Michelle, about considered approach. We may actually turn our profile sideways. We avoid eye contact. Mm-hmm. We speak in our sanctuary voice, not our game day voice. It goes. It's a trained system where the whole team is always looking at just like we would do on a pulse. Let's say we were looking at a cardiac case. We'd be monitoring pulse. We monitor fear, anxiety, and stress. If it's increasing, we take steps to decrease it. If we can't do it with some of these means about animal handling and things, then we go to we could go to pharmaceutical products or things to really give them a gift of a great visit.
And as you point out, Dr. Forbes, I mean, products that just weren't available perhaps when you went to veterinary school. You couldn't have done what wasn't available, but now they are. Take advantage, of course. I have a question for you. This all begins in homes, Fear-Free Happy Homes. Tell me what fearfreehappyhomes.com is.
Well, I'm so tickled about this. It becomes evident, you know, when we started Fear-Free, and you said this, nobody wants to make life worse for animals. So once we became aware of this, that's why people are, you know, people are getting on board.
Everyone wants the best for their pets. Right.
Better medicine, fewer injuries. But somebody pointed out early on, what good is it to have this unbelievable visit at the vet where the dog literally drags you into the hospital and a cat is neutral? You know, cats aren't going to drag you in there, but they're neutral. What good is that if they go home in a place that has fear, anxiety, and stress at home? So it's not only reducing fear, anxiety, and stress at home, it's increasing enrichment activities. And that's the other big missing piece. You know, you've been on the bandwagon of talking about pet obesity for years. Pets aren't born to be retired. I mean, they have athletic bodies. Their minds, you know, a dog in the wild, 80% of their waking hours has been in pursuit of food. Think of that. 80% of the time I'm awake, I'm looking for something to eat. And it's very complicated. You know, it just doesn't appear magically and you sit down and eat it.
Right, in the kitchen.
Yeah, in the kitchen. So now you can't put the food in the bowl and it takes 1 minute to 3 minutes. You know, mentally, you got to feed their body and feed their mind. So it's the way you feed your pets.
And there's lots of information at Fear Free Happy Homes. You could join for free and you get discounts on stuff. I love that. Who doesn't love that? So Fear Free Happy Homes. It's all for you, friends, for pet owners. The best pet writers you have, I don't know why you have me doing stuff, but you have other good people doing things, and it's incredible the amount of information, good information veterinarians write for the site too, fearfreehappyhomes.com. Pets aren't like family. What are they? They are family. That's why doctors and staff at MedVet Chicago are always there when you and your pets need them. They're located at the corner of Belmont, Western, and Clybourne. MedVet provides emergency specialty and critical care 24/7. Every day of the year, MedVet is certified level VECCS1 trauma center. They're an American Animal Hospital Association accredited referral hospital. Dr. Becker, Dr. Forbes, you know, you're shaking your head. Yeah, that's a good thing.
It is. We're AHA accredited as well. It's excellent. Yeah. They have to meet over 900 standards.
Yeah. And so that is important. MedVet for Pets is what's important to you. MedVetForPets.com or call 773-281-7110. 773-281-7110.